Fantasy Screens, it's Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, it's Joey.
Hey, Joey.
All right. Sorry about that, but I appreciate the patience there. All right, so I got a couple of things already out of here for you. You said that you are already licensed and insured, right, for the location that we have?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And for the second location, I understand that it is your secretary. You want to add the second location onto it. We can literally do probably about 90-95% of everything that you need. The only thing that Google may want, and I don't know if you've already done this, but have you ever registered any other location as a secondary location to your business? Like, is there any license or any information that has that address on it at all?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Now, the license that you do have, is it tied to just the city that you're in, or does it kind of state you could work wherever in California?
So I have a California seller's permit.
Okay.
And my contractor's license that I use is under my uncle's name.
Okay.
When I started this business, I started underneath my uncle as a contractor.
Okay.
And you know, there's like a family
just kind of like a couple of you guys on it.
Yeah, there's like a family
like an umbrella.
Yeah. So for instance, my cousin, who is my uncle's son, also operates under that same contractor's license.
Yeah.
So with reference to a contractor's license specifically, I don't have one assigned to me. I can easily get one if it was like really imperative.
Okay. Okay.
But I generally just my uncle's license if somebody asks for it.
Okay. That should be okay. There's a couple of options we can go through with that. When it comes to the insurance, what is the insurance state? Is the insurance in your name? Is it under this location? Does it also state that you can kind of work anywhere as long as it's in California?
The insurance is just kind of like a broad insurance. It's specifically connected to the company entity, Phantom Retractable Screens, LLC.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if it has like a stipulation on what states I'm covered in with reference to California.
Okay.
Like, this is specifically for California and not for any other states. I don't know if it has that, to be
okay.
Honest.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. The reason is because, you know, I was explaining to you how like Google does the verification, you know, they're doing like the video and the PIN and all that stuff. So we can literally submit all this for you. The reason I'm asking is because we can almost guarantee that we're able to get you that other location if your license has the address of the other location, if maybe your insurance says, hey, you can work anywhere throughout California, because then we could just use that as a way to open up a second location, because the insurance does state that you can work anywhere in California. So it increases the likelihood of obviously being approved. So, you know, we just want to be effective as to exactly how we're going to handle it, because, you know, as much as we'd like to sign up a second location, and not saying that this would not be approved.
Joey,
you know, this is
let me see. I can just be on hold. Let me just see what my wife wants.
Yeah. Please do. Yeah. I'll be back.
1 second. Oh, she hung up. She hung up. I couldn't get on.
Oh, she hung up. Okay. I got you. It might not be that important. I want you to sleep under the couch. So if she calls again, just let me know and you can just take it. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. All right, so give me 1 second here. Let me go ahead And
so kind of coming full circle with some of the things that are required by Google, Joey, you know, as we go down this path, if there is some kind of a, your insurance has to state this on your business entity, I could easily make adjustments and, you know, get in contact with my insurance company and let them know, like, hey, I need you guys to have this verbally stated.
You need to have it. Okay. Thank you for being flexible. Yeah, because honestly, you know, we work with clients and they're like, hey, I want to do this. And we're like, you know, we got to do it by the book. We got to do everything the way that it needs to be done. And they're like, no, just get it done. And it's like, you got to work with a suit, right? Like, you know, hey, if we know Google is going to look at certain things and we explain it to the client, hey, we got to make sure that you also know that Google's going to look at certain things. You know, it helps when you're flexible saying, hey, I can contact my insurance company. I can contact who I need to do to kind of make those small micro changes in order for you to be successful in your business. So I do appreciate that, Kurt. And, yeah, absolutely. As long as you're willing to do that, then I don't really see that we should have too much of an issue then when it comes to the second location.
Talking about, contractor's license. Another thing that I've talked with my technician about is, having him get a contractor's license. Just full disclosure, I actually live and I take a lot of the phone calls, out of state. So I have a Idaho driver's license currently. My technician has a California driver's license, and we've been doing business together for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible as we go down this path together that it might be time for him to get a contractor's license, but in the company name. I don't even know if that makes sense. If he can get a contractor's license and have the company listed as the entity, then we can use his address at We can use his address at Eric Court for the registration for the contractor's license, and so on and so forth. So there might be some stuff that we might have to, you know.
Yeah, and you know, if that.
Yeah, but you know, we can jump to him. It's not a big deal.
I was going to say, yeah, because as long as, you know, he's actually under the umbrella when it comes to the insurance and his name is on there and you guys are kind of joint ventured when it comes to the business, then that allows us to say, hey, you know, this person is also with this company. This person lives at this address. That means that we can go ahead and open up that second, third, fourth, fifth location in these different areas. And that's kind of what some business owners actually do.
Okay.
All right. You said you had a couple of phone numbers, right? For the second location, what's the other phone number that you wanna have for that one?
The same 56 number, actually.
So that one is the same thing. Every location would have to have like a separate like phone number to it.
Okay, then go ahead and put the 909 number for now on the location.
I was going to say. Yep. So it's, and let me just confirm. You said it was 909-467-1612?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the zip code for the second location, was it 91387? I'm sorry. 91790.
Let me look to confirm.
Because West Covina, California, the address you gave, and Estella Ave, 91790. If you can just confirm that with me.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It is? Okay, perfect. Okay, so let me just verify, make sure everything is good. And the address that you gave me before, just let me know if I'm wrong, 316 South Estelle Ave, West Covina, California, and then the same zip code, right? 91790?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And this one we're just doing, so the first one we're going to do your Google, Facebook, and then Google Ads, but this one we're only doing the 249, right? The local SEO.
Yes.
And just the local SEO for this, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, hang on one second. Yeah, so the first one would be the 249 plus the 300. So that'd be 549. And then the second one is 249. I think it came out to 798, right?
Yeah.
All right. Give me a second here because I have to do some trickery here to get everything set up. So bear with me one moment. Now, I know you were building that other website, and I know you were getting all that set up as far as the first location, but when it comes to that second location, do you want that same website to be connected to the second location too, kind of like everything funnels into one? Did you want to have a separate? Okay. Perfect. And you said that'd be up and running in about a week, maybe 2 weeks. Who's doing that, by the way? Were you doing it yourself?
No, GoDaddy. I started building it myself, and then there's some e-commerce stuff that was kind of like for me, and I just decided to have GoDaddy help me build the e-commerce platform.
The e-commerce website. Okay, got it. Yeah, actually, a little fun fact for you. So prior to this job, I actually used to work for GoDaddy. I used to do sales over there too. It's a great company. I have no issues with them. It's just, I know with them versus us, you know, we have like package deals, right? It's like, hey, flat rate. This is what we're doing. We cover everything. No worries on you. And I noticed that GoDaddy, it's like, you know, they'll charge you for the hosting package, then the SSL certificate, then you have to charge you for, like, you know, the security on there, and then they're doing a domain name, and, you know, do you have somebody actually building it over there for you? Like, did you hire somebody to kind of make the edits for you?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool. Should be 249. Let's see. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Let me add it. We're not doing any Facebook advertisements for the second location, right? You just wanted the max coverage on the local SEO for that too, right? Because you're not going to make a second Facebook page.
So the Facebook page is going to be connected to the website.
It's going to be connected to it? Okay, so we can actually do both then.
So yeah, if we could connect Facebook to the second site, which is also connected to the website, that would be perfect.
I'm going
to
do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that for you. I just wanted to clarify just to make sure that that's exactly what you wanted. It doesn't change the price, which is why I'm asking. It'll still be the 249, but we'll run the ads on both locations under the same umbrella.
Okay.
So that's no problem. That's no problem at all. So bear with me one moment. Let me go ahead and get some edits. And how many, while I'm typing and working at the same time, how many guys do you have with you right now, Kurt? Is this like a family business? I'm assuming, right? Like, did you guys all get into this together, or are you just like taking over?
This is a family business, you know, my uncle got involved with it first.
Yeah, I heard.
Through my uncle, you know, it's seen a lot of different family members come into play and, you know, exit onto different things. But, you know, there's still family involved. With the same, you know, program. The operation that I conduct currently is a total of three people. It's me, the owner. Yep. It's me, the owner. It's the installer. And it's the secretary.
And the secretary. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. You had you and your installer and then your secretary on top of that. Wow. Man, that's awesome. You guys have been doing this for a long time. I'm glad we called you. You know, it's nothing better than to contact like family owned businesses. You know, it's, don't get me wrong. We'll help anybody get on the first page of Google and bring the business to them. But, you know, whenever it's a family owned, run operated business, you know, it makes me feel a lot better. So yeah, great that we're able to definitely get you guys helped out here. So I do have the total ready to go. So I know we already confirmed everything. I'll do it for the 100th time just to make sure for transparency. First location, 249 local SEO, Facebook advertisements. We're adding the Google advertisements on there as well, which is the additional 300. Comes out to 549. And then we're adding the second location, which we just got the information for 249, while also running Facebook advertisements on there as well in the second location under the umbrella for the same Facebook page. That all equals out to 798, right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And you're going to, and I hooked you up here. I'm actually going to get you your own specific an account manager. It'll be one person that you talk to. His name is going to be Abraham. I'll make sure that I send and forward all his information over to you. Now, obviously, these bills are going to be reoccurring, right? We'll get everything set up and ready to go, but you'll have Abraham to contact at any point, any time. We'll go over like when you're actually going to do the interview. We'll figure out what the schedule is going to be for you, whether it's today or Monday, but you'll also have me as well too. So like, even though I'm not, you know, not physically doing anything here for you, you know, I'm good at, you know, portraying the product, but you know, not so much doing the work. But if you have a question, concern, you can always call me, email me, text me, you know, whatever the case may be. Okay. All right. And he'll, yeah. And then when we set up the interview, obviously, Abraham will be the one take it and then you'll get to know him. And then that's it. It's going to be like a partnership between us and you then. All right. Perfect. Let me read you off this voice verification. It's kind of just going to reiterate everything we talked about. We got you on some pretty heavy discounts here for you. And I definitely want to make sure that this locked in. If you have any questions while I'm going through this, obviously just let me know. We could basically take it from there then. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Phantom Retractable Screens.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Full name is Joshua Kurt Schillig, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. Now, obviously, we want to make sure we're getting the results as fast as possible. You've been very, very, you know, helpful during this conversation, and I know you'll obviously continue to do so. There's going to be some times that people are going to call you because you're going to get a lot of visibility now. And it may imply that they're with us. So I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. I'm going to get you a security question here. And that is how you know you are specifically talking to us and your account manager. All right. You get to choose one of the three that are here. So you let me know which one you want and then we'll get the answer for it then. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So you can choose either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with first pet's name.
First pet's name. Okay, if you can say and spell that for me, please.
It's Claus.
Like Santa?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Santa.
Okay. I gotcha. Claus. Perfect. What kind of pet was it?
It was a pit bull.
Pit bull. Oh, got it. Nice. Yeah. One of my favorites.
One was named Xanta with a Z, And the other one was in Claws.
Claws. Wow. Don't have them anymore. You still got them?
No, Claws passed away.
Gotcha. All right. I'm sorry to hear that. All right. So, and obviously we want to make sure that you're responsive to our phone calls. I know I called you. I'm going to make sure you have our main headquarter number. It's an 877 number. I'm going to make sure that you have that saved in your phone as well. You're going to save it as Local Splash. And anytime we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to continue to move this needle forward. We're doing two locations and Google Ads for you. So if you don't answer, you know, we understand you're busy. It's just whenever you get a chance, just definitely give us a call back. So that way we can kind of move forward with your services if there's anything additional that Google needs. And then obviously in hiring Local Splash as your marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you want me to explain that?
Sure.
Okay. Sometimes people get, we're doing a lot for you. So a lot of times, you know, you may get somebody else that wants to do more marketing for you. Instead of you paying for maybe the same thing twice, just call us and let us know. Say, hey, are you guys doing this for me? If the answer is no, you can sign up with whoever you want. The answer is yes, then it might save you some money. You don't want to pay for the things twice. You know what I mean? If we're already kind of doing it. So that's basically all that means. So your initial payment, that'd be your setup. That'd be today. That'd be June 14th, 2024, in the amount of $798. And then when your second payment is completed, that'd be automatic every month. It'd be the 14th of every month. It'd be $798. It's going to be a reoccurring. Now, as I stated to you earlier in the beginning of this convo, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact us at the same exact 877 number that I'm going to have you save in your phone. It's the same number you call us, same number we call you. Just talk to a live representative before your next billing cycle is due, and then we can go ahead and get rid of those services for you if you so choose. We also have a pause feature here, too. So let's say you're inundated with a lot of work. You guys are backed up for like a month or two, or maybe you guys want to go on vacation. Call us. We can pause your listings for you. If we pause it, that means we won't charge you the $798. Let's say, you know, in a month or two, you end up, you know, wanting to resume the marketing all over again because you're back from vacation or you're caught up with your work. Call us back. And even then, we get you on all those discounts and we keep you at the $798 then, okay?
Got it.
All right. Last but not least is, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Now, as far as the payment goes, the address that you're going to be doing, is it the 18105 Eric Court, or is it the other one? I'm assuming it's that one.
Neither of the two.
Neither of the two. Okay. So for the third address, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. The building is 1315 11th Avenue East, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83301.
Okay. And the type of card that you're going to be using, Master Visa Discover?
The Visa card.
Visa card.
Visa debit.
Okay. Visa debit. Got it. Okay. And whenever you are in a safe location to read it out loud, will the card number, expiration, and then three digits on the back?
4259057255126261.
Okay, perfect. And expiration?
0528.
Okay. And three in the back.
715.
All right, perfect. Appreciate that. All right, so let me refresh my screen here. Usually takes about 30 seconds for this to process. Normally while it's processing, I like to get the schedule just to see if we can kind of get you fitted in here. So bear with me one moment. All right. Did you want to do your, what's your schedule looking like today? Do you want to do your interview today? Do you want to do it on Monday? How are you looking?
Let's do it today.
Okay, perfect. Today we have 2 p.m. available. You good for 2?
Let's see.
If not, we have 3 p.m. That's the last 2 appointments we have.
Let's try for 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay. I know you said try. We're very good at... Okay, 3 p.m. Okay. Let me discard that. Let's go back to 3 p.m. Okay. Now, we're very good at rescheduling, okay? So the only thing we ask is that you answer. So if you're in a position where, you know, you got caught driving, an emergency happened, totally fine. Just answer and just say, hey, guys, can't do it right now. Can we reschedule it? They're really good at rescheduling right there on the spot. But you just want to make sure that at 3 o'clock today, kind of like how we've been talking right now, you're not driving because they're going to go over a lot of information with you, okay? They're going to get technical now. They're going to actually go through all the nitty-gritty. It's the fun stuff, right? You're going to be able to kind of explain to you exactly what goes on, your distances, your keywords, everything. Yep. So just prepare for that. Normally, I say it's about 30 minutes long. For you, I will prepare for the full hour just because there's a lot that we're doing for you. So from 3 to 4, kind of make sure you kind of lock that down. And like I said, halfway through, something happens, we're good at rescheduling. So just want to make sure that you're all taken care of then, okay? So I got you scheduled in there. Now, you should have got a text message on there as well. Let's see here.
So I brought up my... I brought up my list of contacts. And I'm still waiting for your phone number to add your name into my contacts.
Perfect. So do you have it, it pulled up for the phone number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it is 877.
Got it.
635.
Got it.
6225. You can save that generically. You can save it as local splash. Obviously you'll have Abraham that will be the main point of contact. Obviously, you know, my name is Joey. So you can kind of save that in there as a note or something like that. But yeah, you can just save it as local splash. That way, anytime we call, you'll know exactly who it's calling from. And then we'll be all set and we'll be all set and ready to go. There's a couple of things that was sent to you. You should have got some things in your email. If you want to just double check just to make sure. I know we kind of inundated you a little bit. I apologize, but you should have got like 2 or 3 different emails at least.
Okay, so I'm looking at local slash support initial invoice.
Yep, you should have the initial invoice and everything like that there, so you should be good to go on there as well. So we should be all set and ready to go.
Yeah. Super important, but it is calling me Kurt with a C instead of a K, but it's fine.
So that is the initial person that you spoke with. They put you in there with a C. And when I was talking to you, obviously I knew it was a K. So I actually changed and updated that. I don't know why you got that, and it says C.
And it's wrong.
Let me just double check and update that because... Yeah, I don't know why that changed, actually. Here, let me update that in your account here. We definitely want to make sure we're putting it as a K. Okay, just update it on your account, so you're all good now.
Okay.
Yeah, I may have to send you, there'll be some terms and conditions that I'm going to send to you as well. So I'll make sure, that you get that too. So just bear with me one moment, and then we'll be all set. I mean, I know I've been doing a lot of talking. Any questions or concerns or anything?
No. Okay, so yeah, I've got a total of 4 emails.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Can we look at any one of them, or?
It's up to you. I mean, you don't have to on the phone. I know your time is valuable. I just wanted to make sure you at least got it, you know, confirming that obviously I have the, you know, correct email address and things like that. I updated your name for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to send you some terms and conditions. I'll text it to you. You should have already got a text message, but I'm going to text you a new one. just to make sure I have the right and updated information. And then I'm already been speaking with Abraham as well, so we're all set. He's aware that you'll be calling today around 3 o'clock then.
So with reference to texting, Joey, my direct line for texting is the 909 number. If you text to the 626.
Right. Yeah. Let me see. Was it it was the 909-467-1612?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think it was sent to the 626. Thank you for calling that out. I could probably just email you the terms as well. So that's no problem. Yeah, I'll make those adjustments and arrangements here, and I'll make sure I go ahead and update that for you as well. So when I set you the terms, let's see here, and you didn't want your assistant on there, so we'll change that. And update it to... All right. You got any jobs coming up for the rest of the day?
I'm doing a bunch of office work today.
Is Friday's typical for like an office day kind of deal? So I guess we caught you at a good time, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And I think we are all set now. So let me just double check. All right. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and send that over to you. Probably take like 2-3 minutes here, but I think we're all set. Do you have any other questions or concerns? I know we got you scheduled at 3. I think I covered all my bases. There's a couple of things I had to do here, but I just wanted to make sure that I got all of it.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Looking forward to making some things happen.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I want to be the first to congratulate you here, Kurt. Like I said, anytime it's a family business, I always kind of do as much as I possibly could to get the prices low and, you know, the services high. So we definitely want to make sure that, you know, we start this off on the right foot. I think you'll be thoroughly surprised after the conversation that you have with Abraham. We do a white glove service here. You know, we do take care of your business. You know, in order for you to be successful, we have to be successful. We've been doing this for 19 years, so this isn't practice for us, right? It's really just giving us the opportunity, and you did. So we're going to earn that other respect here for you. So I'm going to resend everything to you, the terms to your email, like I said to you earlier, to get it all correct and ready to go. And then we'll be all set and ready to go then, okay?
Hey, Joey.
All right, Kurt. You have yourself a great rest of your day, man, okay? We'll talk to you today at 3.
All right. Appreciate it, Joey. Good luck to you, buddy.
Yeah. Yep, not a problem. Take care. Bye.